Welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez. Hector, I got talking to Rata Veda and I almost got caught unprepared. as I said before, Rata Veda Medina Hernandez, licenciada, is our guest, and we're going to go into her role in the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation. And so tell us. Let's just jump into the this activity that you're having. That we're having, but you're in charge of an artificial intelligence. Tell us and how that fits into you have convinced us is the new Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation vision and strategy.
Sure. So I arrive at the foundation. First of all, regarding my interest in joining a couple of boards, when I went out of microjuris, I wanted to use my free time to really contribute to the mission of various organizations. So I am a member of various boards of directors in Puerto Rico, but then the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation. Really, I saw it as a great opportunity to continue some of the work that I began in microjuris, developing events and making contributions to the public conversation regarding legal issues that are, the la comedia del día, right? The hot topics of the day.
Right.
So, in the foundation, we launched a series of events, one with each law school, and in May we had our event with La Universidad Interamericana de Puerto Rico regarding judicial independence, which was a great validation that the legal community in Puerto Rico needs these spaces to share and to share knowledge, experiences between lawyers and judges and students. So that sense of community really validated that kind of work. So with the Universidad de Puerto Rico, the Universidad de Puerto Rico Law School, we made the same invitation to the dean, la licenciada Vivian Neptune, and she was super interested in collaborating with us. And she was the one, actually, that chose the issue on artificial intelligence. And I think that her choosing this was super on point, not only because of the impact that we're seeing today, but because of the timing. So this is the legal profession and the legal community is now receiving or reacting to developments that have been in the making for many, many years. Because artificial intelligence, really, in a strict sense, has been present in our lives for many, many years.
Right.
In many technologies that we use. Maybe people think artificial intelligence is only generative artificial intelligence, which is the most current manifestation that we are interacting more with. But we had predictive models, predictive language models with the search engines that we use, simple technology that we not necessarily consider artificial intelligence is artificial intelligence, right?
Way back when with Amazon, they tell you, you ordered this book. Maybe you'd be interested in these other four.
The personalization.
That was 8, 9, 10 years ago,
Personalization.
The video. You like this video? You probably like these other two,
Technically speaking, any technology that uses processing, right, that we need to program is artificial intelligence.
Right.
If we program it and the technology works by itself with that programming,
right,
it's artificial intelligence.
Right.
But the focus on language is what we're seeing right now. And also the ability for those systems and those algorithms to really read and absorb and analyze deliver results, that's the big revolution big that we're seeing with the generative AI piece. So when the dean chose the theme for the activity, we at the foundation.
Before we forget, when is the activity and where?
Before we forget it. So it's a conference.
That's happened to me in the past.
Yeah, no. And the segments, of course, people are joining
and
us.
Who can go and all. Yeah. Then we'll sell it, But
yeah. So people are joining.
I'm sure we've already sold it, but just artificial intelligence is the big thing. And
I have to say the conference is almost sold out. So we're not going to be able to accommodate everybody, unfortunately. But it's called Inteligencia Artificial y Estado de Derecho, Artificial Intelligence. And it's not necessarily Estado de Derecho, like it's a current state of law.
Yeah,
it would be the best translation for that. Innovation and systemic change.
Present legal status or something.
Present
like
legal
that.
Status,
something
right.
Something like that.
So the overview or the vision of this event is to, first of all, accept.
But when is it and where?
Oh, great.
It's at the UP.
It's in Escuela de Derecho de la Universidad de Puerto Rico, the UPR Law School, the 26th of September. That's a Friday. And it's from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. So it's an all-day event.
Right. Okay. So you got it. And then where do they, then there's a link that they can go to if they're interested in. And getting these last positions?
Yeah, so the foundation has social media outlets in every main. So we have an Instagram, we have LinkedIn, we have Facebook. So you can go to those and see the details of the conference. And please like and share the content that we're sharing through our social media channels.
Okay, well,
Fundación.
Excuse me for interrupting, but that's happened to me. The time runs out, and like we have about 9 minutes, and the time runs out, then we don't get that. But okay,
so
tell us about the you're saying that the chief came and the dean
chose the theme.
Right.
So the vision for the event is to first of all accept that artificial intelligence has a systemic impact. So that it's not only impacting technology industries, it's impacting all industries, right? And law impacts all industries and all aspects of human life.
Right.
So when there is something that has a systemic impact such as this, law needs to be, or the legal community needs to be updated, needs to be talking about this, debating about this, and working upon this to really, live up to the challenges, right? And the opportunities as well. So the event is designed to provide the opportunity for the different members of the legal community to participate in these talks. So the conference is going to be opened by the Chief Justice of the Puerto Rico Supreme Court, El Honorable Jueza Maite Oronoz. She's going to be providing the opening statement for the conference. Then we're going to have a panel with members from the Poder Judicial, from the judiciary branch, talking about the systemic impact in the administration of justice. We're also going to be having our main speaker of the day, who is Dr. Juan Gustavo Corbalán. He's an Argentinian lawyer who has been a judge. He has been a prosecutor and a lawyer. But he has been working most of his life in artificial intelligence. And he has developed applications in Latin America, in Spanish, for different court systems across Latin America. So he will be participating.
He's like the guru of artificial intelligence.
Yeah, he's one of the gurus. There are many, many gurus, but he has a super huge fan base in Latin America and also in Spain. So it's like a star, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we're bringing somebody that really not only reads about artificial intelligence, but does artificial intelligence and designs and implements, which is the difference here.
Right.
Because you and I can spend a couple of months in a certification and we can read the cases and we can read about artificial intelligence, but Dr. Corbalán, he actually does implementation,
right,
technical implementation. So he's going to be participating in that first panel as well with the rest of the judiciary members that are going to be in that opening panel. After that, we have a lab. We set up a lab for only for judges. So Poder Judicial is also participating strongly in the event. We're going to have 120 judges from our system. They're receiving this capacity building lab on artificial intelligence. They're going to go with their laptops and do exercises in different platforms.
How many hours will they be doing?
This is going to be from that particular piece 10? Is going to be from 11 until 11. 4.
Okay, so it's in depth.
It's intensive.
It's in depth with our guru.
Yeah, and during those hours, lawyers and general public can go, and students as well, can go to panels that we set up in different legal disciplines. So we're going to have a panel on artificial intelligence impact in ethics.
Right.
We're going to have one on labor law. We're going to have one on intellectual property. There's one on public policy, which is the one that I'm moderating. We're going to be having one on evidence. So the idea is to really have that broader conversation, but also those specialized
but in depth in those things.
Those specialized panels. We're having in the public policy panel, we're having professors from the Universidad de Puerto Rico, lawyers that have worked directly in policymaking in international organizations. Also the senator in Puerto Rico that presides over the Technology and Artificial Intelligence Committee. In the ethics panel, it's going to be moderated by a Supreme Court Justice, Angel Colón, who worked with the committee that brought us the new the code of ethics with the new technology pieces that were included. So he's going to be moderating that panel. So in every panel, there is a mix. We're also having a panel on access to justice, because access to justice and artificial intelligence can present opportunities to broaden the access to justice, but also some populations can be left out of the conversation because of age or because of access to technology. So we need to have conversation on opportunities, but also on challenges.
Right.
In the intellectual property panel, we have, I think, the best intellectual property lawyers in Puerto Rico, all female. It's an all-female panel, which is great. I love that. So we also curated those panels, making sure that we had all the voices, the diversity of voices from academia, from industry, and also from experience that could provide, you know, the whole integral perspective to each issue.
So if you're interested in artificial intelligence and brought in a practical and both theoretical and a practical way, this is your opportunity, and I think, you know, you've helped us put together a fantastic activity, and so out there you can also help still sponsor some parts, so maybe if you give your phone number, there's a phone number.
So as I said, Fundación del Tribunal Supremo de Puerto Rico has social media channels in the main product out there, but you can also reach me at 787-360-7485 if you're interested in participating as a sponsor to the event. If you are a tech company, or if you are a media outlet, or if you are a consultant on IT, for example, cybersecurity, this is a great opportunity to showcase your products, to showcase your services to the legal community. The capacity is at 450 people. And yesterday I checked and we had 373 people already registered.
Okay.
So this is going to be at full capacity.
Okay.
So it's a great opportunity to showcase.
Well, we've run out of time, and we're not going to get the meditation, and Marcus Aurelius and Luis Alvarez didn't arrive. So, you know, every once in a while, I have to wing it a little bit. But let me give you also my number, which I think most of my listeners have, but it's 939-333-1010. So if you want to get a hold of me with respect to this conference, and we have another one coming up with the Católica, and
yeah,
I think it's going to be on conflict resolution, hopefully.
Yeah, and that's going to be 2026 because we need break after this one.
That's where I'm really revved up for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so my guest, the one you've been listening to about 80% of the time, I'm sure you're happy to have me not say so much, is Atabeira Medina Hernandez, licenciada. Gracias, Atabeira, for joining me. And
mm-hmm.
I've learned so much listening to you, and been a pleasure having you on my program.
No, thank you. I would love to come back, so let me know anytime.
Well, we can do it. We'll get you back on meditations and philosophy and ethics. So we've ended the program. This is your host, Jorge Gonzalez. You know, take care. Be good. Learn and keep on fighting, learning new things like artificial intelligence. It's good for your brain, and it's good for your physical well-being. Take care.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.